Yevamos Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Beis. See, we have a new knage on old Yisoides. Shtei Yevamos. Shtei Yevamos means wives of two brothers. The brothers Reuven and Shimon are related, obviously. The two women are not. They're only in the same boat because they're married to two brothers. So what happened? They all go l'mdin sayom, and let's say they come back. Each one says that her husband died. Zuay meres meis baili. V'zuay meres meis baili. So now, what we have is that each woman is nemon because of the takona, mishum iguna. So memela akiluba, they believed each one that she's muteres, but we believe each woman klape herself. We don't believe her klape the other woman. Why does the other woman need her? Pashut. Because each of the brothers, if Reuven died, so now his wife is skuka to Shimon. She's asur l'shuk. Ah, what are you going to tell me? Shimon died. Eishes Reuven is not nemenes to say that her husband died legabe her sister-in-law. And the same goes, of course, on the other hand. So each one is nemon legabe being matir in isa eishes ish, but each one is not matir to be each one is not nemon to be matir her sister-in-law on the isa yivam l'shuk. So each one is also because the husband of the other one might be alive. Here's a little bit of a different case. One of them doesn't need a takona to be matter. One of them has edim. Now, if they're edim, clearly you nem on that the person is dead. It doesn't make a difference if you're talking legabe being matter his wife. It doesn't make a difference if you're talking legabe Yerusha. It doesn't make a difference if you're talking legabe Ksuba. It doesn't make a difference if you're talking legabe the sister-in-law. Edim are edim. It's a mitzias. So, Mamela, one of them has edim. Reuven's death is verified by edim. Lazu ain edim. Shimon's death is only al pi his wife. As sheyesh lo edim asura. The one who has edim, of course, is her husband's not alive. Eshes Reuven that has edim, that her husband is dead, so we know she's not an Esh Tish. But how do we know legabo that Shimon is dead? So she's skukalibum. Elamai, what are you going to do? Believe Eshes Shimon. Eshes Shimon, to say that her husband is dead, is not believed to be matir Eshes Reuven l'shuk. So Mamela, the one who has the lesser verification of her heter is the one who comes out ahead. Es sheyesh lo edim asura, ve sheyin lo edim muteres. Ironic, but that's the way it comes out. Lezu bonim, lezu ein bonim. See, we have another knage. One of them has children, and one of them doesn't have children. The wife of Reuven has children. So, well, the wife of Reuven is not negea for her heter. If she's muteres l'shuk, it's not a yibum, it's not a noisei. Shimon, however, unfortunately doesn't have children. So Eishes Shimon, included in her story, is also legabe yibum. As sheyesh lo bonim, muteres. Her edus that her husband is dead, that's it. That's the end of the story for her. As she'en lo bonim, asura, the one that doesn't have children, is asura because of the brother-in-law, so she's l'chayr zkuka l'yibum, and she doesn't have nemon. This is l'chayr, there's nothing here that's not mavur in the reish of the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah has to say this case is not so clear. Nisiyabmu umesu hayivonim. The last case of the Mishnah is where Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon, the two brothers, come and they both say meis baili. There's no edim. We're going back to the case where we had in the ratio. Over here, the heter that they each have al tzeishes ish is based on their saying meis baili. However, besides for Reuven and Shimon, there's also two other brothers, Levi and Yehuda. One married Levi, one married Yehuda. Both of them are skukim liyibum because they're other brothers. It doesn't make a difference if Reuven and Shimon are both dead, Levi and Yehuda are around. So one married Levi, one married Yehuda. The story should have stopped over there. The problem is that then, umesu hayivomin, Levi and Yehuda both died. So now, there are no other brothers. There's no Yisachar and Zvulun. That being said, l'chari, each of them should be muteres l'shuk, but as far as the former Eishes Reuven, who married Levi, who was Nisiabim to Levi, maybe Shimon's still alive. As far as Eishes Shimon, the former Eishes Shimon that was now just married to Yehuda, maybe Reuven's alive. And we don't have verification each one from the other one. Remember that each one is not nemenes l'gabi the other one. Simela asuris l'inasi. They're still stuck with the reish of the Mishnah. That's the Tanakama. Reb Lozoimen, no. Hoyo v'hutru li'yivomen. Once the din is that the heter included her status and she got married, Eishes Ruvain was now huchsak, not as an Eishes Ish. Her husband died. And she already is now muhzekes, that she was Eishes Levi, and she's muhzekes not to be skuka anymore. So she loses her status as an oimedes bisofik liyibum to Shimon. And now we could accept the fact that Shimon is dead because we do have verification. We do have an edus that Shimon is dead. From who? From Eishes Shimon. She was believed. The problem was only legabi the din yibum inherently. Then they were each also outs the brother-in-law. But once that is not oimid ala shulchan, because each one was nisyab to the other one, to now later on put them back becheskas, maybe the skukos to Eishes Ruvin, to Shimon, Eishes Shimon to Ruvin, and we don't know if each one is alive. That we don't say. Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to go into dinim that are not cheshbon is back and forth like we had in the last Mishnah, but we're going to go into the dinim of what type of eduyos are matter of somebody who died. We're not talking here about the issue of being made that her husband died and believe her. We're talking about edim come along, but how clear does the edus have to be in terms of verification of the misa of said person? So the Mishnah puts down limitations. What's called that the edim saw Rahman al-Islam that Pliny was killed? The Pliny died. And we eat now Ella parts of Aponim and Machoitim. To be matir a woman, Lashuk, you have to be made on the body of the person. They saw him dead. And they had to see parts of Ponim, they had to see his face with the Choitim, with his nose. If that part of his face, unfortunately, injuries, accidents, war, if that part of his face is not seen, or that part of his face is not there, it's possible to mix up bodies. It's possible to mix up faces. Positive identification with a body, unfortunately, that's not full, is not always so clear. The verification has to be beyond the shadow of a doubt. The Gemara over here, Taisyanta, brings the details. Says, what does it mean, parts of aponim? It means the lechayayim, the cheeks, together with the padachas, which is the chin, together with the choytim, with the nose. That is the tzuras haponim from which a person is nicker. Mouths, shapes of mouths, even though they're usually distinct, can be confused. Also, eyes can also be confused. Shteta Mishnah weiter. Aval pi sheyesh simonim begufoy ubekelov. The chiddush over here is that to be made on a person mitoch parts of haponim has to be clear, it has to be accurate, like we just said, the details. Even though the body, let's say the body of Rachman sounds without a head, or the head is beyond recognition, even though the simonim bigufoy, that you could see the shape of his body, you could see the size, you could see a certain tzura of the legs of the body, that's not accurate. Shteit noch achidish ubekelov. Bekelov means that even though they recognized his clothing, could be simonim uvalkim. Obviously, if a person, Rachman son, they identified a dead body in a size 42 suit, that's not going to be particularly accurate. Many people have 42 suits. We're talking about a simon muvik, where you know where something is clear. However, if it's very unusual, what's called mamish a simon muvik, that not. Lamoshul, let's say somebody has a distinct scar, which is a one in a million, and that they identified, they made a positive identification on the body based on that scar. This is a very who's to talk about stories that are in Eretz Yisrael now with identifying victims, Hashem Yimkav Damem. So that would be considered a positive identification. The chson over here is when the simon is not a simon muvik, so it could be any number of people. A simon which is beyond coincidence that Avada does work. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Ein mi'idin, Elo ad sheteitze nafshoi. The edus that the person died has to be that they saw him dead, not when they saw it as a geisus. They saw him dying, that's not enough. Afilu ra'u miguyod, even if they saw him, Rachman al-Tzlan, he was shot, he was bleeding, he was caught, he was hacked, Rachman al-Tzlan, by the roitzchim, yimach shumam, v'tzoluv, or if he's hung on a tree, v'achayoi cheles boy, or if they saw him Rachman von being eaten by a chaya, but they didn't see him dead. Ein mi idin elo ad shloisha yomim. The edus on identifying a dead body has to be mitoch shloisha yomim. After 3 days, a body is not distinct. Rabbi Yudim above aim loy kol adam v'loy kol amakaymis v'loy kol ashoyis shovin. Obviously, there's factors that you have to cheshbon in. You have to factor in the climate, the heat, where the body was. Sometimes if you want to identify a body based on the weight, and then it could be days after the Misa, and it's not clear, so obviously that could go l'kula, and it could go l'chum, and l'maisa, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru. We don't cheshbon with variables. 3 days is 3 days. Kivega brings a beautiful diuk in the Seder HaMishnah from the Tshuvas Avodas HaGeshuni. The Mishnah says two things over here of forms of inaccuracy in identifying a body. One is on identifying a face where you don't see the full padachas with l'chayayim, with the parts of panim and machaytim. That's one inaccuracy. The other inaccuracy is la'acha moiso, if it's after 3 days. So there's a chash over here that the body is distorted from the elements, and mamela you can't properly identify the body. The Mishnah should have said both these cases, and then said afal pishyesh simonim begufa bekelev. Both of them, even though there are simonim begufa bekelev, you can't use it as an identification. From the fact that the Mishnah puts it in the middle, voltzichoyz gizan, says David Zageshuni, that on the first case, where it's chsorin in the parts of panim, that's not called akoro. So the fact that there's simonim begufa bekelev is not called, there's too much coincidence possible there, it's not called akoro. Can't rely on that. It's not called seeing the dead body. Without parts of ponim, you're saying that you saw a face that resembled, that's not called a hakara. So memel, the simon begufi bekelev don't verify that hakara. Masha'inkin in the Bava the Sefer, we're talking about where there was a positive identification. The problem is only yesh lachshosh, that maybe the face is distorted because too much time has passed. There, the hakara is called lamda shavar. The hakara is called a hakara. It's called edus. Yechoshish, that maybe there's a distortion on that hakara's kelev v'simonim begufa bekelev will help to identify. That's the way he learns. That says, we're not talking over here about statistics. We're talking over here. There's a din. Edim have to see the they have to identify. Seeing a face without really seeing the identifying features of the face is not called seeing a face. It's not called edus. Mashenkin, seeing the face is called edus. Yesh lachshosh, there's a distortion. You could use even something which is possibly coincidental, simon and begufe bekelov, to take away that chash of distortion. One other point is that the Reish and the Mishnah in Eden allow parts of Ponim. It would seem clear that to identify the body, Edim say, yeah, that looks like Rachman son so and so. That's not enough. The identification has to be al parts of ponim. The Rosh and Tosfos bring down B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, a very important hagdor here. They say that this din, that the hakara has to be on a parts of ponim that's complete with the identifying features, is only if the identifying, the Edim are seeing the face. What happens if Edim see the whole body? That means Rachman Olson, somebody, a Yid, was killed and his head was cut off. So if they're seeing the face and the identifying features of the face are not seen so well, that's not called a Hakara. But if they saw the whole body, the fact that the face is not so clear doesn't take away from being called a positive identification. That's called that the Edim saw the body and they could be made. That's the way the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha learns the Mishnah. L'maisin the Muki Yosef says that the Svad Shurusha and the Rajma, the Ra and the Ritva were Choylik, and they held that the Mishnah is saying that identifying a body is not identification. Identification means the face. Seeing a body without seeing the features, the clear features of the face, is not called seeing the person's dead body. That's not called a Hakor. It's only if there'd be, like we mentioned, Simonim Muvhokim, a missing limb, a scar which is beyond coincidence, that's called identification. So we have a fundamental machlokes yeshayim. One last point. The lashon that we read in the Mishnah, the way we have it in front of us, ein mi'idin ela ad shloisha yom. The lashon is a little bit interesting. Normally, the straightforward way to write such a sentence is ein mi'idin achar gimel yom. So Kivega brings down from the Rajva that you have to know for positive identification, it has to be known to the Edim that it's within 3 days of Misosoy. The doctors in the hospital or the casualty ward, they have to say that this body came in over the last 3 days. But if it's a Sufik, it doesn't work. L'maisa there nuschois, you look at the Mefashim over here, there are nuschois that have the girsa, mi'idin, ein mi'idin, acha gimel yomim. So that means that by a Sufik, it would be made. Shells, how far to take this chash? Maybe it's shaykh to the Avodah Zarah Geshuni that we mentioned before. Kivege brings midrashim that have this Mishnah. He brings chiluke nuschois. So these are some of the fundamentals in these Shver Dinim Rachmanu Litzlan.